Thank you, Mr. President.
This afternoon in the UN Security Council, the U.S. tried to rally the world to punish and isolate North Korea.
It is a dark day because yesterday's actions by North Korea made the world a more dangerous place.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said North Korea's test of an intercontinental ballistic missile requires a global response.
They have not had any care for Russia or China in this. They have not listened to anything that you've said. They're not going to listen to anything that you say. And so it's time that we all stand together and say we will not put up with this action.
Haley is trying to lead a diplomatic effort to change North Korean behavior. The U.S. needs Chinese and Russian help, but Beijing and Moscow have their own strategy.
We call for all interested states to act with restraint rather than provocation and warmongering.
We call on all the concerned parties to exercise restraint, avoid provocative actions and belligerent rhetoric, and demonstrate the will for unconditional dialogue.
Tuesday's missile launch crossed the intercontinental threshold the U.S. had been hoping to prevent. In science terms, the missile advance was incremental. The U.S. officials tell the NewsHour it was in a new, previously unseen configuration. It was fired from a mobile launcher, had a re-entry vehicle, and was two-stage, as seen on North Korean TV. The immediate American response was its own launch. The U.S. and South Korean militaries fired tactical missiles that can be rapidly deployed. And South Korea released a video of what an attack on North Korea would look like. Blowing up North Korean missiles and video game graphics of a South Korean jet bombing Pyongyang. But as of now, the focus is very much on diplomacy and increasing pressure on North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson released a statement hours after the missile launch, saying any country that helps North Korea is aiding and abetting a dangerous regime, and that all countries must show North Korea there are consequences to their pursuit of nuclear weapons.